said, praise not the Lord. Neither any that go down into silence. Some of my members have done that in churches I pastored. They went down into silence. Amen. Woo. Went dead. All right. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 4. For to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. Amen. Hallelujah. For the living know not that they shall die, but the dead, the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything. Neither have they any more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Amen. Oh, another one just for good measure to get started here. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. Savor, there's English for smell. Ooh, bad smell. Amen. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. Amen. I like to talk a little while about dead things. Dead things. Dead things. Amen. Dead lions, no matter how strong and talented and what a name they have of being the king of the beast, they're not as good as a living dog. A living Pekingese is better than a dead lion. Amen. They at least bark and make some racket and wake up the household if the house is catching on fire or something. Amen. At least bark a little bit at a watchdog. Amen. I noticed that my neighbor down in Arkansas had a bunch of guineas. And all the people I've ever seen that had guineas, I never did see them eat one. Never heard of them eating one. As a matter of fact, I didn't know what guineas was good for. And so I asked somebody, what in the world are guineas good for? And you know the only answer I got? Said they're the best watchdog in the country. One old fella did. It can't nothing come around but what they let out a yell. Amen. Yeah. Even a living guinea is good to let you know something's out of the ordinary around the house. Amen. Hey, I'm talking about dead things. Amen. One reason I'm preaching on this tonight is because Sunday night, Dave Hamilton came down here and his brakes was acting funny. Brakes on one left front tire was out, and he smelt brake fluid, and so I told him, well, we could pull it into the church garage and see if we could find out what was wrong with it. Amen. And so that's what we did. We pulled it in church garage, got flashlights out. He took the wheel off and looked under there and found out it was a brake line that was out. So Monday morning we got up and headed out down real quick to Savage and got a flexible brake line and brought it back up, and I run parts for him and got some brake fluid and we got him fixed up. Amen. And I had found out that I had two dead vehicles up at the house. Well, my truck battery had been dead for several days. There's something putting a drain on my truck battery. If it sits there two or three days without driving it, it's dead. So I just left it sitting there, dead. Well, I left the key on or something in my Cadillac and went out to start it, and it was dead. I had two of them, nose to nose, up there on the hill. That was dead. Amen. In the neighborhood of $25,000 in vehicles sitting there that couldn't go no place. Couldn't haul nobody. You couldn't even blow the horn, turn on the lights, and listen to the radio on either one of them. Amen. So I pulled another vehicle up to the side of my truck because I couldn't get very close to the Cadillac with it, so I pulled it up to my truck and put the jumpers on my truck and let it run a little while. Started right off, and I said, I can reach that Cadillac with this truck, and so the truck's charging, and I'll put the truck on the Cadillac battery, amen, and let it charge both of them. And I put it on my Cadillac battery, and the truck died. I got a message out of that, Brother Burns. If you're dead yourself, you can't jump nothing else off. Amen. You got to be alive before you can jump somebody off. Come on. Amen. You ought to be alive. You say, I had to pull out of the car, had a good battery on it, Ron. Amen. And crowd in there close as I could and stretch them battery cables. Amen. And put a live vehicle on that Cadillac. Amen. Before it would charge and kick and run. Amen. Hey, you ain't going to help anybody if you're dead yourself. You ain't going to jump nobody off. Brother Heimer, amen, came here to church when I first came here, blessed old man, and walked back and forth and testified and cried, got saved late in life. God delivered him from alcoholism, and he just was so happy. And he'd wind up his testimony, I love everyone, he said, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. He's been gone for a long time now. Amen. But we had the 77, 78 blizzard. He was still alive, and it got way down cold. Amen. And he came in the back door there one day, and real cold, ain't Brother Hammer? He said, yeah. I said, somebody said they saw another rabbit with a set of jumper cables trying to jump another one off. Amen. You gotta have some fire before you can jump a dead battery. Come on. Hallelujah. A dead lion is better than a living dog is better than a dead lion. Oh, how talented he is. Oh, what a blessing he is. What promise he has. Yeah, but if he don't stay right with God, and if he don't pray, and if he don't stay faithful to God, if he don't watch his, amen, life and a lot of little things, he's going to come up with a dead battery. Because he's got a short. Amen. Dead fly. Oh, cause the ointment of the apothecary to stink. Amen. Don't make any difference how healing the ointment is. The apothecary, that's the druggist. That's the guy that gets the healing potion ready. Amen. And the ointment ready. And the world down through the ages speaks of those things. Amen. Said, is there no balm in Gilead? Amen. And talks about ointment. The Bible is frequent in mentioning things like that. But no matter how healing the ointment is, if it's got just one dead fly in it, we probably ought not to see it, or we won't have much confidence in the potion. Huh? Amen. One dead fly. Hallelujah. Well, he said dead flies. That's plural. Amen. Why have you got more than one? Used to have a song back home that they sang back in the country. I like molasses, good old country sorghum. I like them in the summer, in the fall. And when they get so full of flies that they look like raisin pies, that's when I like them best of all. But you don't. And they didn't either. Amen. Of course, I know that there are situations in the country where people be hungry enough that they can skim off the flies and still go the sorghum. Amen. But not very many of us today would. Huh? Amen. Not very many of us today. Amen. We all know dead flies in our ointment. Hey, I mean, we got a Food and Drug Administration that rides herd over everything and makes sure that everything is clean, meets the standard, inspected. We've got a bureaucracy and government that takes care of that. Federal people that protect us from those things. America is good for that. Maybe a little bit too good. Amen. But it all goes to prove that one dead fly, amen, it'll cause the ointment to stink in your nostrils. Dead things, amen. One dead fly can hurt a preacher's ministry. Amen. One dead fly. It can hurt. We want to keep our office once we get it in the church, and lo and behold, what a disaster. I've had people that didn't get voted in, amen, that quit church because they didn't get voted in. You know why they didn't get voted in? Had too many dead flies in their ointment. People couldn't vote for them. Amen. Be quite frank. That man that said that, he wasn't holiness. He's one of the guys that when I preached on britches, him and another brother said in the first board meeting I had, we're in the doghouse on account of the way you preached. Amen. I told him if you guys would be men, lay down a locked house, I wouldn't have to do as much preaching. Amen. In fact, after 20 years holiness preaching, I will have to do quite as many. But he said, my wife wears breeches instead of a dress because they're warmer. Well, Grandma didn't have to have breeches instead of a dress. Amen. He had dead flies in his heart. He wanted to stay on the board. Amen. But after a while, folks proved that there weren't enough folks that had confidence in him, amen, to vote him in. Amen. I came here, Ronnie Carter was teaching Sunday school. And Ronnie, he'd lay out a church on Saturday night and sometimes Sunday night, and he'd show up on Sunday morning and teach Sunday school. He taught the Bible class like Brother Richard is now. Amen. And he'd lay out church quite a bit. And so I got up and preached on that one day. Amen. I said, what are you going to preach? What are you going to teach? Faithfulness? Amen. Being an example? Amen. Well, Brother Hughes got up and kind of smoothed it over and said, Ronnie won't miss Saturday night service anymore. He didn't until he plumb quit. Amen. And he had a fly in his ointment. Amen. Mike tells about that time I got him in the car and talked to his head about laying up in bed on Sunday morning and not going to Sunday school. I told him we're supposed to be setting the example for the heathen and not going along with them. Amen. He said, boy, if I could have, I'd like to have got out of that car. Amen. But he helped old Mike. to quit dragging. Amen. On Sunday morning. Hey, if you're going to preach the gospel in this church, you're going to have to drag your hide out of bed in time to get your family in church and your kids in church on Sunday morning. In Sunday school, get with the program. Amen. Set the example. Hallelujah. Well, wasn't too many years till Larry went full time. Amen. And Larry Peters. And one Sunday morning, I knew he was in town. He laid up in bed and slept till noon and didn't come to church. Amen. And I called him up. And I talked to his head like I did Mike. If you're going to preach the gospel around the Highway of Holiness Church and travel with the backing of the Pentecostal Highway of Holiness Church, amen, you're going to have to set an example. Amen. Far as I know, Larry didn't lay up in bed anymore. He got up here, he preached about it, he told you about it. Well, I told him, amen, he didn't lay up in bed anymore. Amen. He got out of that habit, praise God. Hey, amen. You may not believe in Sunday school. Hey, the heathen don't either. The thing that distinguishes us from the heathen world is the fact, amen, that we go to church on Sunday morning. The thing that distinguishes us from the Jews that rejected Christ is that we don't keep Saturday, we keep Sunday. We go to church on Sunday morning. Amen. Well, that's good. I believe in that. Why do we keep Sunday? Because we needed a green light. We didn't need a red light. The Sabbath, the old Saturday Sabbath, was a red light. You had to stop everything. Amen. Sunday, Jesus rose from the dead. Sunday, Jesus, amen, sent the Holy Ghost. And so Jesus rose from the dead on Sunday. Hallelujah. And then the day of Pentecost was fully come, which was Sunday morning. He poured out the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And the Christians have been gathering on the first day of the week ever since to do a work for God. That makes us different than a hog. That makes us different than a Jew that hates Christ. And I've not got anything against no crow to pick with the sons of Abraham. I pray for them. I'm for them. Amen. But they're going to split hell wide open if they don't get Jesus in their heart and life. Amen. I knocked on the door of a lady in El Dorado, Illinois several years ago. And I was selling Raleigh products, trying to sell them. I couldn't sell it very much, but anyway, I do a little witnessing as I knocked from door to door, and she came to the door in her blue jeans, and I talked to her about the Lord. She didn't want any Raleigh products, and I witnessed to her about the Lord. Since I was going door to door, I thought I ought to witness a little about the Lord. She said, well, she said, you see, I'm Seventh-day Adventist, and I keep the law. We keep Saturday. She's standing there in her blue jeans. The law says that a woman shall not put on that which pertains to a man, neither shall a man wear that which put on a woman's garment. And they that do so are an abomination of the Lord. They keep the law, but what they mean by keep the law is they keep a Saturday Sabbath, and that's all. Amen. That's as far as it goes. They live it up in the world the rest of the week. Amen. Anything goes, for the most part, the rest of the time. Amen. And that's the trouble with a religion that is works-oriented and works has a works agenda. Amen. Is because they nail it down finally to one or two little works that they can do openly, and then the rest of the time they do as they please. That's the same thing that happens in a church that is believes in baptismal regeneration. They teach strong, repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. I mean, I can tell one of them just far as I can hear him croaking. Amen. But after they repent and are baptized, they can chew tobacco, dip snuff, amen, smoke cigars, walk a mile for a camel, amen, and light up a lucky strike or anything else, amen, and not very many of them preach much else. As long as you're baptized, you're okay. Amen. What is it? Dead flies that make their ointment of apothecary to stink. Amen. Hallelujah. If you young folks are holiness young folks and you go out to McDonald's and tear the place up, amen, turn bottles of salt upside down on a napkin where the restaurant worker will have to spill that salt in order to get the lid back on the salt, turn glasses of water upside down on a napkin so she'll have to spill water all over the place in order to get the glass of water up, and throw stuff all over the place and make all kinds of racket and act stupid in general, amen, your dead flies are destroying your witness for God. They saw that bus pull in. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Too many dead flies will short out your battery too. Amen. Too many dead flies. I've had numerous people down through the ages, amen, that would come to Sunday school on Sunday morning. In fact, most of our nominal Pentecostal churches are filled with people like that. They will count 1,200 in Sunday school on Sunday morning, amen, but they had 150 left to listen to preaching after the Sunday school's over. Amen. We call it the worship service at the Highway of Holiness. Amen. I read to you in Psalm 115:17 that says the dead praise not the Lord. There's any number of people that will go to a nominal Pentecostal church and live a nominal life and then duck out the door before the commercial. Amen. Those dead flies cause your ointment of apothecary to stink. Amen. The dead praise not the Lord. The dead don't worship. It's very important to go to church, but it's more important what you do after you get there. If you sit and read the Bible all the way through, that might be well and good. But you can read the Bible at home. Amen. You need to get in and worship God. You need to put it into practice. Praise God. Hallelujah. The dead worship. You know, a lot of people don't worship God. They can see 1,000 things wrong, and they gripe when they come in and they gripe when they go out. They see so many things wrong that they can't worship God. Hey, it's not the things you see wrong. It's the dead flies in your own ointment that keep you from worshiping God. If anybody gets between you and God, that's because they're closer to God than you are. Well, I just see so many hypocrites and I just see so many things wrong. Amen. Yeah, but you ought to have seen us before the Lord worked on us a little bit. And He ain't done yet. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. And He don't cotton to a lot of interference with what He's doing either. Amen. We got to wait on God. I'm not putting you down. Amen. At least I don't intend to. Praise God. I'd like to be able to charge your battery where you can start. Hallelujah. Amen. The dead praise not the Lord. Amen. He said something else too. He said, the dead know not anything. Did you ever see anybody say, well, I just don't know, or I just don't understand, and they get all bogged down, dragging out their tracks, so they just don't know, I just don't understand. Hey, get with the program. Hallelujah. Worship God. Serve God. Amen. Hey, if anything can keep you from worshiping God, there's something wrong with you. anything can keep you from praising the Lord, there's something wrong with you. If anything can keep you from praising the Lord, amen, it's because of a flaw in your own character. You're looking for a cop-out. Amen. Woo, glory to God. Amen. Oh, yes. More about this dead battery. Amen. You know, the Bible says, ye that are spiritual, restore such a one. Amen. You know why some people, amen, just die deader than a doorknob when it comes time to restore somebody? It's because they're dead themselves. Amen. If you wasn't so dead yourself, you could jump off somebody else. Amen. You can encourage somebody else. Hallelujah. You can set somebody else free. You got to have some fire yourself, or you can't restore nobody.